Welcome back to the CGMF prayer line today. And today we have an excellent message to talk about and consider in our meditation. And that is that His plan is to make us holy. His plan is to make us holy. We are now continuing on the subject matter that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. And so in considering sanctification, we are very closely intertwined with the concept of holiness. We know that the word sanctity or sanctify is related to the word saint and is directly related in the original biblical languages to the word for holy. So sanctification means being made holy. God has planned for us to be made holy, and we can only be so by taking upon His holiness, His attributes. Holiness is a unique attribute among the attributes of God. God has many wonderful attributes, love, power, wisdom, and so forth. But all those have the quality that we could say is remotely reflected in human beings. We have experienced love from human beings. We know of those who are powerful. We have met human beings who are wise. Of course, these qualities appear in humans to a degree immeasurably less than they do of God. But at least we have an idea of what these qualities are. But when we talk about holiness, there is nothing else to compare it to, for God is so unique and God is holy. Transparent, open for all, without blemish. Holiness is something that is not found outside of God. Really, in some ways you can measure how much you know God by how much you know holiness. I relate it this way. We thank God for His goodness. We praise God for His greatness, but we worship God for His holiness. Worship is the response to the holiness of God. Worship is response to the holiness of God. We might talk about a lot of other things, but we worship Him for He's holy, and He is Almighty God. And we want to have that attribute and that grace and that character of God within us, and bearing the fruit of His Spirit, sharing with this world the love and the nature of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God said, "You shall be holy, for I am holy," Leviticus 11:44. And in the New Testament, Peter restated the Lord's word, saying, "Be holy, for I am holy," 1 Peter 1:16. Yet two different ways of attaining holiness were being referred to. I will compare these two ways, one by the Old Covenant and the other the New Covenant. In the Old Covenant, holiness was something that was really described in a way of sanctifying and setting apart things for God. In the New Covenant, there is this habitation, there is this inward perfection that takes place through the work of the Holy Spirit by His abiding within us that takes on a more transformational pattern. And that is kind of a rough kind of portrayal of the two concepts, but yet gives you an idea of the unique and intimate nature of the New Testament covenant that we have with Jesus Christ. And if we can take hold of it and allow Him to be bearing fruit through us, we can abide in Him and He in us, and we can have fellowship one with another, and the love of God and His holiness will show forth itself as we become more like Him each and every day. Transparent, alive, filled with His Spirit, and bearing witness of His character and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes it is a challenge to be holy. But it shouldn't be, but it is. Because it's a decision and a conviction that takes place in the heart that sees that opportunity take itself into the next level, and to see God doing the work and transforming and empowering and strengthening. But I've got to allow my will, my person, to take the backdrop in order that He would have the increase, so that He can share and express His holiness in my life and in yours. So let's remember today to allow Christ in us, the hope of glory, to bear witness of that character of God, that quality of holiness that bears witness to the nature of the highest nature of God. Amen. A quality that in humanity, there's not anything that really kind of is like it on the earth. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that God is holy and deserving of worship, and that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified and set apart to become, to be transformed into that nature of God and your holiness, your presence, to be that quality that shows forth itself in my life, that shines forth, that becomes a part of me because I become more like you each and every day. Lord, let that transformative power of your holiness bear witness in my life today to show forth that I've not just been with you, but that you're wanting to minister to others in the power of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word was a blessing to you. I was really blessed by considering this message. It had a lot of thoughts, but didn't want to get off the point. And in the next few days, we'll talk a little bit more about those two different types of holiness that we see from Old to New Covenant. But I believe it's going to be a blessing to you the next few days, what we consider in the scriptures and in our studies. God bless you. If you want to get a hold of us here at Covenant of Grace, please do. Email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, or get on our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com. We'd be so glad to hear from you, and take advantage of the tools on the website. We're continuing to promote the Bible College, especially with the upcoming year and such throughout this summer. We're going to really be talking about Focus Bible College a lot, and you working towards maybe doing some additional studies or getting a part of the degree program at Focus Bible College. We pray that God will bless you in your endeavors in growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name.